What the fuck is this?
Fucking thing sucks!
Why?
Disappointed!
Everyone in this room is now dumber for having listened to it.
Shitty Song of the Week.
Hello, welcome to another episode of Shitty Song of the Week, the show where I'm a host, Brandon, and joining me this week from the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks podcast, we got Mike. Mike, welcome back to the show, bud.
Hi, Brandon. I hope you're well. I hope everybody's well. I wish no ill will on anyone. not one person.
Well, that is fantastic.
I hope everybody's
news.
Great, Brandon. I hope Red's good. I hope everybody's good.
Oh, I'm sure he's doing just swell, sir. But before we dive into everything tonight, people, you know the drill. Follow us on Twitter over at Shitty Song Pod. Leave us a voicemail, 910-370-1604, with all your shit song suggestions and reviews. And check out our Patreon page over at patreon.com/SSOTW. Sign up, become a glutton for punishment to get access to bonus content every single month. I'm looking forward to this, Mike. You know, I asked you to come back on. You seem real excited about the song that you had for us this evening.
Brandon, I live my life in a constant state of excitement. And so it just seemed like I was excited about this when I'm just excited about everything, man. Brandon, before we get into the songs, I want to tell you a quick story. Do you have time for a quick story?
Absolutely.
Okay. Do you know Noel Lee?
I don't think I do.
He's a little Chinese guy. He's a audio engineer. And I don't know what our age difference is, me and you. Do you remember when DVD players first came out?
I do, yes.
So everybody still had the tube TVs.
Yeah.
But we were buying DVD players to run to our tube TVs. And Noel Lee, he had a company called Monster Cables. And what he did is he tricked everybody into thinking that if you bought like a $35 cable to plug your DVD player into your tube TV, you'd get like a superior picture and sound quality on your tube TV. And he made a fucking buttload of money, this Noel Lee.
Well, it wasn't just for televisions. I bought tons of Monster cables for my guitars. Yeah.
We all fell for it. He said, it doesn't matter if your equipment is crap. It's probably the cables. You buy really expensive cables and everything will sound top notch. So Noel Lee made these amazing headphones and he took them and showed his doofus son. And his doofus son said, look, these headphones are great, but what we need is a mascot. And so he got a meeting with Dr. Dre and he brought these headphones and he said, will you be our mascot, Dr. Dre? And they signed a big contract, which somehow, I guess Dr. Dre got some better lawyers. He tricked Noel Lee into basically just giving him these headphones because then Dr. Dre sold it to Apple for $3 billion and Noel Lee didn't get jack shit.
Okay.
And so the reason I tell you that story, Brandon, is because the Beats headphone story is essentially this song. what we have is 175 seconds. 57% of it is just the chorus repeated over and over again. And 17% of it is 30 seconds, is Monster Cables. They essentially just said, let's just give Dr. Dre all of our money. But the song that I brought is from a trio named City High. And the song is called What Would You Do?
Okay, so let's dive into it. I love how you broke this down to percentages, too. That's fucking great.
Yeah, it's 175 seconds. It's a bad 175 seconds, too. It doesn't seem like a lot when I say it like that. I mean, 175 seconds, that's not long, but it's torturous. Every second of this song, I hate. There's a 30-second part of this song which just takes it over the top, and I can tell you, when you hear that 30 seconds, you're going to say, well, what the fuck did they do that for?
All right.
And you'll know when you get there, but we'll talk about it then.
Boys and girls want to hear a true story. Saturday night was at this real wild party. They had the liquor overflowing the cup. About 5-6 strippers trying to work for a buck. Then I took one girl outside with me. Her name was Lonnie. She went to junior high with me. I said, why you up in there dancing for cash? I guess a whole lot's changed since I seen you last. She said, what would you do if your son was at home?
Oh, okay.
I'm all alone on the bedroom floor because he's hungry. And the only way to feed him is to sleep with a man for a little bit of money.
All right, stop, Brandon. Now, she was stripping. And he took her outside and he said, hey, what are you stripping for? And then we do the chorus and she says, well, I'm fucking dudes for money. Like, so I think that like in their fictional universe that they've created surrounding this terrible chorus is that strippers are prostitutes because she wasn't fucking guys. But like she just came out with the, hey, I'm fucking guys.
Yeah,
it's a weird jump, right?
It's really bizarre. And what makes it even weirder is that, you know, the beat for the verses and stuff is kind of somber and a little low that really helps accentuate the mood that they're trying to go for here with the story. And then all of a sudden this hook comes in and the music becomes real inspirational and upbeat and shit and it throws everything off.
It's not particularly an uplifting story, but the chorus would make you think that it is. But it's not.
Right.
Like she's in dire straits.
Yeah.
The poor gal, she's in a tough spot. The only way that she can feed her child who's laying on the floor crying is to fuck dudes. It's the only way.
Yeah, it paints a picture. Right.
Wendy's Brandon can't. Gotta fuck dudes. That's the only way.
It's the only way.
Actually, she could strip and not fuck dudes because that's what she was doing.
I mean, there could be a second job. There's tons of options.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. Daddy's gone, so we're smoking right now. In and out of lockdown, I ain't got a job now. So for you, this is just a good time. But for me, this is work all night. Girl, you ain't the only one with a baby. That's no excuse to be living all crazy. Then she looked me right square in the eye. I said, every day I wake up. Preachy, he's preachy.
Yeah, a little bit.
Is sanctimonious the word that I'm looking for?
Yeah, it's the sanctimonious.
Very judgy.
Little self-righteous. And I'm trying to follow the story, but isn't he the one fucking this hooker? Like, so who the fuck is he?
No, I mean, he's just at a real wild party, and there's 5 strippers, and he knows one of them from junior high.
Oh, okay. So this is going to be like a real turnaround story where he's going to change her life with the words and shit. This is so fucking stupid.
Well, most of the story is over. Now, we're going to get into a point where it's just the chorus for the rest of it. That's coming real soon. So I hope you liked that chorus the first time because you're going to hear it about 13 more times.
You know, I was just thinking to myself, I needed to hear more of two people who can barely sing harmonizing together. So thank
you. Well,
God for
a fun
that.
Story about this band. I know we probably want to get a little deeper into the song, but so this band was a couple. It was a guy and a gal, and they performed together, and they found Wyclef Jean, and he signed them to Wooga Booga Records.
Okay.
Not making that up. That's really the name of the record company that they signed to, Wooga Booga Records. And Wooga Booga Records already had a duo. And he's like, so we need to put a third guy in City High to make it like a trio because I already have a duo. We can't have two duos.
It's like a black Captain and Tennille.
Right. And so they added a third guy. Well, the third guy enters the mix and immediately starts fucking the gal. And that's why City High did not have a follow-up album. Because the couple broke up and then she married the other guy. And then like they were married for like 2 years and got divorced. And now she's got a son who's laying on the floor crying because he's hungry.
And the baby daddy's smoking crack. And yeah, you know, this is
in and out of lockdown, you know.
Yeah.
It's a cautionary tale.
Shit's rough. Hoping to die, she said, nigga, I know about pain, cause me and my sister ran away so my daddy couldn't rape us. Before I was a teenager, I done been through more shit you can't even relate to. What would you do if the sun was at home? Crying all alone on the bedroom floor, cause he's hungry. And the only way to feed him is to sleep with a man for a little bit of money and a daddy's gone. Look, this stripper's got a real feel sorry for me attitude throughout this entire song.
Do you think it's all a work? Like, you know, she has like a really sad story to get the guy to give her more money. I mean, like, he already knows her from junior high.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, if you were at a party and this gal told this story, you'd want to give her $20, right? Help her out.
No, I'm with you. I feel like she'd be trying to work me to get extra money out of me. So no,
I guess it's kind of shitty that like we're assuming the worst. I mean, like, you know,
I'm an asshole, Mike.
I hope that this stripper isn't lying to us, Brandon. I hope that she really has a son who's hungry, and that's why she's doing this. And you know, like, she's not just like really, really rich, like working off the backs of lies.
I mean, some people like stripping and fucking dudes for money, so.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah. Yeah. You see that movie with Jennifer Lopez where they were roofing guys and stealing all their money?
I don't think I have, no.
It's not good. Don't watch it. It's a bad movie. but that's probably what, it's probably closer to that. See, now I'm looking at this because it's too uplifting. You're right about this. Like, I mean, there's like some acoustic guitar going on back there.
There's all sorts of shit going on in this mix, and it's mixed horribly too.
The guy was just talking about how he had to get out of his parents' house because somebody was raping him.
Oh, that was they had to run away because their dad was gonna rape them.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah, like,
let's hope none of that's true.
Like, and first of all, you're at a party. Like, I've had a lot of conversations with people at parties. Never once was it like, hey, let me tell you about this time that my dad almost raped me.
Shit, and are her titties out this whole time?
I imagine so. Yeah, it really changes the whole mood of this. I guess that's where the uplifting music comes in. I don't know.
You know, Noel Lee, he has actually named Noel because he was born on Christmas, Brandon. Fun fact.
That is a fun fact.
We're almost getting to the Monster Cables part. It's got to be coming soon. Song the song isn't that long. It's only 175 seconds.
Yeah, and for the record, we're just over a minute. Oh, shit.
Yo, wait a second, man. Something just ain't sounding right. You trying to tell me your girlfriend couldn't just go out and get a regular job? Man, it's mad shorty's going through the same mad thing, shorty. Yo. If I ever ran into your girlfriend, I'd probably say,
hold up.
What would you do?
Oh.
Get up on my feet and let go.
Damn, shit just got
They
real.
Have a hit song, Brandon. It's already been in a movie soundtrack. What are they doing? Why are they doing this?
It's blatantly just taking it. That's fucking hysterical.
I mean, they gotta pay Dr. Dre for this, obviously. They have to. But they didn't need it. This is stupid.
Well, it's like, okay, so that breakdown happened, and they did their little skit. And you're sitting there thinking, okay, well, they're going to change something up. But holy fuck, they went. And it's like this is two different songs now.
Yeah. They just added 30 seconds of Dr. Dre's The Next Episode. Why? Why?
It's got you angry.
It's just this Dr. Dre guy. We need to quit giving him free money.
Yeah, I'm with you on that one.
Well, every excuse. What would you do? Cause I wouldn't want my baby back to go through what I went through. Come on, what would you do? Get up on my feet.
It bothers me even more because the vocals don't work with the beat at all. There's nothing right here that's syncing up in a way that it makes sense.
Why did they do this? It probably would have been better as a duo because the third guy, we don't need two guys.
See, I feel like
they don't even harmonize well.
I feel like they recorded that part, just the vocals, and then they went through a series of different beats to try to find something that would work with that, and that was just the one thing that they chose. It's fucking stupid.
Wooga Booga Records, Brandon, I feel like they did City High a lot of disservices.
Yeah.
What they just needed is they need a little bit of quality control. They should have said, hey, you already have a hit song. This chorus, people are going to like this. You know, it's uplifting, but still terribly sad. It's about strippers that fuck guys, apparently. You don't need all this Dr. Dre stuff. Take it out. Make the song a little shorter. Maybe it'll get extra radio spins because they can fit it in.
Yeah, there's a lot that could have been done with this. And this is, you know, we say it all the time on this show. You can cut this thing in half and call it a day. But we are at the 2 minute point in this song, and you could just fade out the chorus and repeat it until it's over and done with, and that's
it. Yeah, just do the chorus like three more times, fade it out, be done. And Brandon, this song was nominated for a Grammy. This was a popular song.
How?
I don't know.
It's funny because you say the name City High to me, I don't remember that or What Would You Do, but if you just played that hook to me, like, oh yeah, I know that song. It's so fucking stupid. Stop making tired excuses. What would you do? Girl, I know what my mother can do. Yeah, baby, you can do it. What would you do if the sun was at home? Jesus Christ. What the fuck?
Yeah, now he's just going to rap it. He's going to rap the chorus, but it's the same words. Don't need to do that. Don't need the third guy.
We don't need any of this. You're telling me that this is going to be like another minute and a half of just filler?
No, that's all that's left is just the chorus a lot.
Oh, fantastic. Yeah. And the only way to feed him is to sleep with him. Good time, but for me, this is what I call life. Come on. What would you do if the sun was at home? God damn it. What bothers me is that they are, each time they repeat it, there's something a little different about it. It's like they had so many different ways that they wanted to end this song, and they couldn't decide on just one, so they threw them all in.
Well, it's the same vocal. They didn't redo the vocal. That's the same vocal every time. It's just the music's just a little bit different each time. Well, like they added like a gospel choir in the background this time. And I think she's just going to do it a cappella here in a minute. It's a bad song, Brandon. It's a bad song.
Oh, you don't say.
I brought it to the right place.
Oh, you absolutely did. There's still 40 seconds of this. Enjoy it, people. This is just a good time, but for me, this is what I call life.
Listen. I don't know what this is. This is...
Fuck.
A weird version. What's happening, Brandon? I must have sent you a wonky version because I don't.
Yeah, that's. What the fuck? That's
just a guy going listen.
And that, yeah, you want me to listen at the end of the song? Put that in at the very beginning of this shit, and then go into it. Wow.
Yeah. So they had the strategy of just giving Dr. Dre all the money that they would have made on their hit song.
Yeah, this is fucking terrible. I'm really glad you brought this to my attention. I can't actually remember the last time I heard this entire song, and it's fucking infuriating. But, okay, so...
Sorry, my headphones got unplugged somehow.
Oh, you are quite all right, sir. So the song I've got for you tonight, Mike, I'm going to level with you. I reached out and I got a little help with this one, so I want to thank our friend Delvin Cox from the Delvin Cox Experience for recommending this piece of shit to me.
You got a ringer?
Every now and again, it does happen. Yeah, I don't know if you're familiar with this particular individual. He's written a couple songs that people seem to enjoy, and he's gone on to do various different things in his career. And he goes by the name of Vanilla Ice. Are you familiar with him?
I am familiar with Vanilla Ice. I was a Vanilla Ice fan when I was of the age that people liked Vanilla Ice. Like when he made the Ninja Turtles song.
Okay.
I was a fan of him then because I liked the Ninja Turtles.
Right. So
MC Hammer too, you know.
I'm going to level with you here, Mike. This is a shit song, and it's going to be made very obvious as to why it is. But I think that this is a much more fun song to listen to. So I'm just going to say it right out the gate. It's got that sort of quality to it. But the name of this is called Stop That Train. Are you familiar with this one?
Is it Stop That Train? I want to get off. Is that it?
That's the one.
I think I know it.
Okay. So Stop That Train, it's one of those rap songs that tells a story. Vanilla Ice has an encounter with this woman, and he has quite an eventful evening with her. And Stop That Train, you know, it's gonna be made pretty clear what that means. But the lyrics to this are fucking stupid. And I mean, it's obviously hokey and ridiculous and whatnot, but the actual story and what's going on in this is fucking retarded. And the Stop That Train bit is basically a blatant ripoff of a Bob Marley song that's mixed horribly in this whole thing. You can barely hear it. So here we go with Stop That Train from Vanilla Ice. And I'm going to apologize because these verses are a little on the long side.
Oh, yeah, I'm looking at the lyrics. This goes on forever.
Oh, yes, it's almost 5 minutes long, so enjoy it.
It was an average night backstage at a show. I seen this girl late that I knew she was a cutie, and yo, she had it going on from my head to her feet. Her shape was so petite and so unique. Her eyes flamed with passion like she was possessed as I shivered and quivered while she rubbed on my chest. Slaving and great, I couldn't scream. Moaning and groaning like she could take on the A team. I was one of many that she had choose. Do me, pursue me twice as nice, but don't refuse. Leaving her breathless as the sweat poured on. The spot that I was in was so soft and warm. This was far from a story you will find in a book. Hot off the platter, and boy, can she cook. Roasting my body, you left a stain in my brain. And all I kept saying to myself was.
So I don't know if you could hear the hook to this.
Stop that train, I want to get off. Yeah.
Yeah. So right now, you know, this is it's not that bad of a story. He's basically setting the mood here. You know, he's picked up this girl. Things are starting to get hot and heavy and interesting. And all
the spot that he was in was so soft and warm. He's probably talking about her vagina.
I would imagine so. But, you know, even though she's great, she's got this fantastic pussy, she can cook apparently, she sounds like this real catch. Even though all of that's going on, he wants to stop the train and get off and leave. So something about this woman is throwing him off here.
Does stop the train, I want to get off mean he wants to ejaculate? Because he's talking about having sex with a woman. So why does he want to get off the train? Unless I want to get off means he like wants to get off.
See you would think that, and I'm with you on it in this first verse, but as the story goes on, I feel like he is being stop that train, I want to get off is just him saying that he wants out of there.
He's alarmed.
Yes.
Okay.
So something's got him caught off guard here. Let's find out what.
Or later, I thought she'd get the clue. Cause my body was tired and full of sweat and perspire. The situation I was in couldn't start a campfire. No more skeezing and teasing for the ice right now. I find me a corner, play it cool for a while. Just macking and scheming on a woman I thought was cool. But now I realize that the ice was the fool. Cause a woman will play you, lay you and obey you. You better watch your back, cause a woman will slay you. Not to mention the one who got me. Yeah, she got me, the ICE.
What?
One night stand. I thought,
does she have a venereal disease? I'm trying to understand, because lay you and obey you. Okay, she's obeying you. So what's the problem? Like,
right?
What are you talking about, Vanilla?
The first minute of this, he seems like everything's cool, and then all of a sudden he
was in a place that was warm. Sounds great.
Right, and then he's done fucking her. You know, he's ready to get out of there, but she's not done with him. Like, she wants more, and that's where things
start. To keep fucking.
Yeah, which what sounds like a pretty sweet deal to me. But okay, sure, whatever, Vanilla, get out of there. But no, this is where things get a little extreme for him.
Oh no.
I was wrong, but she was He-Man. Loving every second, trying to make me blush. And all, it was for the lust. I thought she was an angel and soft as a cream puff, until I seen her come out with a whip and a handcuff. Breathing down my neck, I was scared to death. The sweat from my body as it rolled down my neck. And out of all nights, well, was my crew, cause this was something I didn't know what to do. D.R.A. told me that the girl, it was strange, but I didn't know until she pulled out the chains.
How many situations do you find yourself in where you're fucking your wife in front of your friends? That seems to be like, it seems to happen with him on a regular basis.
Guys, you need to come help me. This woman, she's trying to fuck me too much.
Yeah, and all of a sudden, things are getting kinky. She brought out handcuffs and a whip, and all of a sudden, he wants out.
Yeah, he needs his friends to come protect him from this lady who wants to fuck him too much.
The horror.
guys, this lady, like, I fucked her, and it was great, but like she keeps wanting to fuck, and I need you. I need you here with me.
He just can't handle it.
Yeah.
Walking. Talking towards me with a plan, and now I regret all the things I was saying. Now the moment is critical, so what should I do? Leave while I can or just take the abuse? Now I'm dripping with sweat, why? Cause I'm afraid. Handcuffs and chains is a game I don't play. No doubt in my mind that the girlie is the boss. Stop this train cause I wanna get off.
See, now it sounds like he's just scared of being whipped a little with handcuffs and he wants to get out.
And he says, what should I do? Leave while I can or just take the abuse? So he can leave. Okay, leave.
Yeah.
Not having fun. Leave.
Don't write a 5-minute shitty rap song about how you're afraid to get spanked around a little bit.
You know, Ice Ice Baby's stupid too. I think he's in a car and some people start shooting and he runs away. That's what that song's about.
Oh, no one's saying that Vanilla Ice has got talent.
Guy's got a lot of phobias, and he wants to write songs about it.
Yeah, but I mean, and she, you know, no one's. She also hasn't said that this is for him. I'm just gonna throw it out there. Maybe she's the one that wants to get handcuffed and whipped. I'm just gonna, you know, all that's happened is that she's walked back into the room with handcuffs and a whip, and he's like, whoa, fuck this, I'm out. She's never once said, tie me up, or this is for you, or whatever.
Yeah, I mean, maybe just have a conversation with the gal, you know? Just
yeah.
Say, hey, you know, maybe we could just have some more of that regular sex. That was good. That stuff. That was fine.
Work our way up to the chains and the handcuffs.
Right. I mean, like, maybe not stop the train so I can get off, but let's, like, slow the train down a little bit.
Later on that night, as it got worse, my body steaming up and I was ready to burst. She had me hot as a skillet taken from a flame, and my admission was free for me to ride on this train. Yeah, I must admit to myself it was fun, but now I'm looking for my shoes, I'm ready to run. So now I'm hoping and praying for the moment to come, cause I couldn't move and my body was numb.
So he went through with it. He says he has fun, but then he's terrified and wants to get out of there still.
Yeah, I must admit to myself, it was fun. Okay, good.
But he sounds scared about it, but he's like, but what does that mean about me?
Right, yeah, I mean, like, you expanded your horizons a little bit, Vanilla. I mean, maybe you learned something about yourself. Great. But now you can't find your shoes, and you're freaking out.
And at this point, he's already off the train, so it's not like he needs to stop it anymore. He's done.
Yeah, I mean, is she still trying to fuck more?
Well, let's find out.
Because now he's just looking for his shoes.
Now what have I done to get myself into this? It started from a kiss, now I'm ready to resist. I couldn't take it no more, on the bed or the floor. My knees were getting weak and my back was getting sore. The room was destroyed.
Guys, she's just fucking me too much. I can't handle all this pussy.
You know, it would be... I would say that, like, this is like a brag. Like, he's talking about, you know, people just, they want to fuck me, you know. But like, he makes himself look like such a bitch.
Yeah. It, like, talking about how his back is sore and he just can't handle it anymore.
I mean, like, you're supposed to make, like, a rap song and say, this gal, she wanted to fuck, and so I fucked her. And, I mean, he did. For all intents and purposes, it sounds like they did it to a point where she had the amount of sex that she was hoping to get.
Yeah, but at a certain point, he makes it sound like it was kind of non-consensual on his part.
Right. He's just being a real bitch about it. Guys, I'm really sore now from all the fucking.
This is Vanilla Ice's Me Too story.
Not to mention my body. Why did I ever tell her to pump it, hottie? What could I do to just ease the pain? I think I'll let the hook just try to explain.
Does that hook explain anything?
Nope.
It doesn't
explain a goddamn thing.
Just wanted to make sure.
Brandon, yeah. This song, for the record, has a 4 songwriters.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
It took 4 people to write this song.
So much like your song, this one just goes on forever at the end. We could fade this out. You know, Vanilla could start doing it. He could rap. He could have a hype man come in. Like, anything could happen here, but nope. Thank God that's over.
Yeah, I don't recognize any. I guess Rob Van Winkle, that's Vanilla Ice. He's one of the 4 songwriters. That's good, right?
I would imagine so. At least he tried to take part in this. If he's gonna be portrayed as a somewhat quasi rape victim, I guess. I don't know.
You think it was even a true story?
I mean, I would hope so. If it's gonna make him that much of a bitch, I would hope it's true. But you know, now you've heard both of these. Which one do you think, Mike, is the shitty song this week?
Well, I mean, I'm partial to mine, but. But I mean, they're both pretty god awful. If Vanilla Ice won, I would understand. But I mean, like, Vanilla Ice, everybody knows that Vanilla Ice is bad, right?
Oh yeah, absolutely. And look, I'm going to agree with you. It is a bad song, but I can see the campiness and the entertainment value in that. You know, I had a fun time picking that thing apart. Your song was fucking infuriating in the fact that it was 2.5 minutes of a chorus that I've heard over and over again.
It was nominated for a Grammy.
Yeah.
I think that it gets a little bit more credit for that because, I mean, it's objectively terrible. And people were wrong. And we should voice that. We should throw it out into the ether that in the year 2000, when this song came out, and people liked it, those people were wrong.
Oh, absolutely. That's what we try to do here.
Yeah. Shout it from the rooftops. Guys, you got this one wrong. You shouldn't have given Dr. Dre more money. He has enough. The mistakes were made. And fuck Wooga Booga Records. Wyclef John. I think, didn't he steal a bunch of money from Haiti?
I believe he did, yeah.
So, guys, what you're doing when you vote for City High's What Would You Do is you're liberating Haiti from the scourge that is Wyclef Jean in your own little way. Guys, I haven't lost yet. I don't intend to lose this time. Is this my third or my fourth time doing this show, Brandon?
I believe this is the third time.
I'm undefeated. I want to continue to be undefeated. And I think one of the last ones that you did, Brandon, Jody was really mean to the listeners, and he talked a lot of shit and said, fuck them. I'm not going to say that. I think the listeners are great, and they should vote for my song because I need to win. I need this.
Oh, my God. You know how fucking happy he was when he won that poll to... He's all fucking giddy with excitement
Rock Lobster fucking rules.
I'm with you.
I'm saying it right now. That song fucks. Like, it makes no sense. But yeah, the B-52s are weird.
That's their thing, though.
Yeah, they're weird. The Love Shack, what is that? It's stupid.
Well, see, I made the argument to him the entire time that I think he just picked the wrong B-52 song. I think Love Shack would have won, honestly. Because
Love Shack, baby!
Yeah, Love Shack sucks.
Love Shack doesn't suck.
It does.
They're weird people. They're just weird.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. But, you know, I can admit when I've been beaten on this show, I do think that you have the shittier song this week, but I've been proven wrong, and it's not up to me. People, you know the drill by now. You go to our Twitter page over at Shitty Song Pod, and you get to decide ultimately who wins the shitty song this week. If you think that fucking Vanilla Ice with Stop That Train was shittier this week, then by all means, you vote for Vanilla Ice. Otherwise, fucking City High is going to make their way through.
Vanilla Ice, he makes songs for children. He's essentially Barney. There's no curse words in that song. When he's talking about fucking pussy, he said he was in somewhere moist. He did as much as he could do while still being for children. Remember when you were 10, guys? That song was great.
Yeah,
okay, that's it.
It was radio friendly porn was what it was. And even then, he's the fucking bitch in this story who's afraid to get pussy.
He made a song for a Ninja Turtles movie, guys. He's a clown.
Oh, shit. Well, Mike, I want to thank you so much for coming on and once again, really bringing the heat with one of the shitty
Brandon,
songs.
Thanks for having me, man. It's always a pleasure.
Yeah, absolutely. Is there anything you want to plug before we wrap it up?
WFODshow.com. We have a whole lot of episodes there, and you should listen to them because I like them. Well, I mean, I like you. We're friends now. You know, you listen to this, and obviously you probably want to hear more, right?
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah, WFODshow.com. Thanks, man.
Excellent. Well, that's going to wrap it up for today, guys. So, as always, this has been Brandon, and until next time.